The Rick Peterson Show. Great company. Talk. Passion. On Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
So the university rankings out, McLean's magazine, 20th anniversary edition. And Concordia, as they pointed out, has consistently found itself on the wrong end of McLean's rankings. They go on to say in a special story on Concordia, in a section called On the Radio, or On the Radar, rather, no Ivy League here. They write, but while the numbers may show the 30,000 student university has certain challenges, they obscure many of the innovative aspects of a Concordia education that attract people. And they go on to talk about the arts and business schools. And, well, I thought I'd have a conversation with Brad Tucker at Concordia University to react to the magazine's university ranking. He is the Director of Institutional Planning with Concordia and an expert on statistics and rankings. Mr. Tucker, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you, Rick?
Not too bad at all. What do you think of all this, the rankings, first of all, and the way McLean's does it?
Well, there are a lot of different rankings, and of course, McLean's chooses their own method of ranking universities, and Concordia finds itself in many different rankings and in many different positions in these rankings. In some of the world rankings, for instance, we find ourselves fifth or sixth among comprehensive universities in Canada. So we realize that there are a variety of ways of looking at universities, and McLean's is one of them.
Is it fair? Do you feel you're getting the short end of the stick?
Well, I think the fact that McLean's has chosen to feature some of the more innovative universities in its issue this year does suggest that it acknowledges that, in its own words, that the McLean's ranking can obscure many of the innovative aspects of a Concordia education when they speak specifically about us. They feature a lot of what's going on in fine arts and a lot of our interdisciplinary work in fine arts. They feature our Hexagram Institute. They feature the opportunity in one of the Hexagram labs of developing very innovative musical instrument use. And so I think that certainly they recognize that there are various reasons for students to look at universities and that they need to broaden their view of what they're looking for and that universities have different things to offer.
Overall, it's a good idea to rank them, to make them accountable in a way?
Well, In my opinion, it is a good idea that universities are accountable. The way they're held accountable and who holds them accountable is something that certainly we can probably discuss for a lot longer than we have. But at the same time, I think that the public view of universities is a good thing generally. Mm. I think what we need to remember is there are multiple sources of information about universities. And even though, as you said, Concordia sometimes finds itself on the wrong end of the stick, I think you put it. We are making positive inroads in our reputation, especially. And if you look through the magazine when it comes out tomorrow, you'll notice that we are ranked best overall, 24th out of the 49 universities. And we're up as high as 22nd out of the 49 participating universities as far as being a leader of tomorrow. So I think that read carefully and interpreted carefully that there are things to offer in all kinds of rankings.
Terrific. Brad, thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Rick.
Brad Tucker, Director of Institutional Planning at Concordia and an expert on stats and rankings.